In the name of Allah, the All-Beneficent, the All-Merciful.
Hameem.
The gradual sending down of the book is from Allah, the Almighty, the All-Knowing. Forgiver of sins and acceptor of repentance, severe in retribution, yet all-bountiful. There is no God except Him, and toward Him is the destination. No one disputes the signs of Allah except the faithless, so do not be misled by their bustle in the towns. The people of Noah denied before them, and the heathen factions who came after them. Every nation attempted to lay hands on their apostle and disputed erroneously to refute the truth. Then I seized them, so how was my retribution? That is how the word of your Lord became due concerning the faithless, that they shall be inmates of the fire. Those who bear the throne and those around it celebrate the praise of their Lord and have faith in Him, and they plead for forgiveness for the faithful. Our Lord, You comprehend all things in mercy and knowledge, so forgive those who repent and follow Your way and save them from the punishment of hell. Our Lord, admit them into the gardens of Eden, which You have promised them, along with whoever is righteous among their forebears, their spouses, and their descendants. Indeed, You are the Almighty, the All-Wise. Save them from the ills, and whomever You save from the ills that day, You will have had mercy upon him, and that is the great success. Indeed, it will be proclaimed to the faithless, surely Allah's outrage toward you is greater than your outrage toward yourselves, as you were invited to faith, but you disbelieved. They will say, Our Lord, twice did you make us die, and twice did you give us life. We admit our sins. Is there any way out from this plight? This plight of yours is because, when Allah was invoked alone, you would disbelieve, but if partners were ascribed to Him, you would believe. So the judgment belongs to Allah, the All-Exalted, the All-Great. It is He who shows you His signs and sends down for you provision from the sky. Yet no one takes admonition except Him who returns penitently to Allah. So supplicate Allah, putting exclusive faith in Him, though the faithless should be averse. Raiser of ranks, Lord of the throne, He casts the spirit of His command upon whomever of His servants that He wishes, that He may warn people of the day of encounter. The day when they will emerge from their graves, nothing about them will be hidden from Allah. To whom does the sovereignty belong today? To Allah, the One, the All-Paramount. Today every soul shall be requited for what it has earned. There will be no injustice today. Indeed, Allah is swift at reckoning. Warn them of the imminent day, when the hearts will be at the throats, choking with suppressed agony, and the wrongdoers will have no sympathizer, nor any intercessor who might be heard. He knows the treachery of the eyes and what the breasts hide. Allah judges with truth, while those whom they invoke besides Him do not judge by anything. Indeed, it is Allah who is the all-hearing, the all-seeing. Have they not traveled over the land so that they may observe how was the fate of those who are before them? They were greater than them in might, and with respect to the effects they left in the land. But then Allah seized them for their sins, and they had no defender against Allah's punishment. That was because their apostles used to bring them manifest proofs, but they defied them. So Allah seized them. Indeed, He is all-strong, severe in retribution. Certainly we sent Moses with our signs and a manifest authority. To Pharaoh, Haman, and Korah, but they said, A magician, a mendacious liar. So when he brought them the truth from us, they said, Kill the sons of the faithful who are with him, and spare their women. But the stratagems of the faithless only go awry. And Pharaoh said, Let me slay Moses, and let him invoke his Lord. Indeed, I fear that he will change your religion, or bring forth corruption in the land. Moses said, Indeed, I seek the protection of my Lord and your Lord from every arrogant one who does not believe in the day of reckoning. Said a man of faith from Pharaoh's clan, who concealed his faith, Will you kill a man for saying, My Lord is Allah, while he certainly brings you manifest proofs from your Lord? Should he be lying, his falsehood will be to his own detriment, But if he is truthful, there shall visit you some of what he promises you. Indeed, Allah does not guide someone who is a profligate, a liar. O my people, today sovereignty belongs to you, and you are dominant in the land. But who will help us against Allah's punishment should it overtake us? Pharaoh said, I just point out to you what I see to be advisable for you, and I guide you only to the way of rectitude. And he who had faith said, O my people, indeed I fear for you a day like the day of the heathen factions, like the case of the people of Noah, of Ad, and Thamud, and those who were after them, and Allah does not desire any wrong for his servants. O my people, indeed I fear for you a day of mutual distress calls, a day when you will turn back to flee, not having anyone to protect you from Allah, and whomever Allah leads astray has no guide. Certainly Joseph brought you manifest proofs earlier, but you continued to remain in doubt concerning what he had brought you. When he died, you said, Allah will never send any apostle after him. That is how Allah leads astray those who are profligate, skeptical. Those who dispute the signs of Allah without any authority that may have come to them, that is greatly outrageous to Allah and to those who have faith. That is how Allah seals the heart of every arrogant tyrant. And Pharaoh said, O Haman, build me a tower so that I may reach the roots of the heavens, and take a look at the God of Moses. And indeed I consider him a liar. The Pharaoh was thus presented as decorous, the evil of his conduct, and he was kept from the way of Allah, and Pharaoh's stratagems only led him into ruin. And he who had faith said, O my people, follow me, I will guide you to the way of rectitude. O my people, this life of the world is only a passing enjoyment, and indeed the hereafter is the abiding home. Whoever commits a misdeed shall not be requited except with its like, but whoever acts righteously, whether male or female, should he be faithful, such shall enter paradise, provided therein without any reckoning. O my people, think what makes me invite you to deliverance, while you invite me toward the fire. You invite me to defy Allah and to ascribe to him partners of which I have no knowledge, while I call you to the Almighty, the All-Forgiver. Undoubtedly, that to which you invite me has no invitation in the world nor in the hereafter, and indeed our return will be to Allah, and indeed it is the profligates who will be inmates of the fire. Soon you will remember what I tell you, and I entrust my affair to Allah. Indeed Allah sees best the servants. Then Allah saved him from their evil schemes, while a terrible punishment besieged Pharaoh's clan, the fire to which they are exposed a morning and evening, and on the day when the hour sets in, Pharaoh's clan will enter the severest punishment. When they argue in the fire, the weak will say to those who were arrogant, indeed we used to follow you, so will you avail us against any portion of the fire? Those who were arrogant will say, indeed we are all together in it. Indeed Allah has judged between his servants. Those in the fire will say to the keepers of hell, supplicate your Lord to lighten for us at least a day's punishment. They will say, did not your apostles used to bring you manifest proofs? They will say, yes. They will say, then supplicate him yourselves, and the supplications of the faithless only go awry. Indeed we shall help our apostles and those who have faith in the life of the world, and on the day when the witnesses rise up, the day when the excuses of the wrongdoers will not benefit them, and the curse will lie on them, and for them will be the ills of the ultimate abode. Certainly we gave Moses the guidance, and we made the children of Israel heirs to the book, as a guidance and an admonition for those who possess intellect. So be patient, Allah's promise is indeed true, and plead for Allah's forgiveness for your sins, and celebrate the praise of your Lord morning and evening. Indeed, those who dispute the signs of Allah without any authority that may have come to them, there is only vanity in their breasts, which they will never satisfy. So seek the protection of Allah. Indeed, He is the All-Hearing, the All-Seeing. Surely the creation of the heavens and the earth is more prodigious than the creation of mankind, but most people do not know. The blind one and the seer are not equal, neither are those who have faith and do righteous deeds in the evil-doing. Little is the admonition that you take. Indeed, The hour is bound to come. There is no doubt in it. But most people do not believe. Your Lord has said, Call me, and I will hear your supplications. Indeed, those who are disdainful of my worship will enter hell in utter humility. It is Allah who made the night for you, that you may rest in it, and the day to provide visibility. Indeed, Allah is gracious to mankind, but most people do not give thanks. That is Allah, your Lord, the creator of all things. There is no God except Him. Then where do you stray? Thus are made to stray those who are used to impugning the signs of Allah. It is Allah who made the earth an abode for you, and the sky a canopy, and He formed you and perfected your forms, and provided you with all the good things. That is Allah, your Lord. Blessed is Allah, the Lord of all the worlds. He is the living one. There is no God except Him, so supplicate Him, putting exclusive faith in Him. All praise belongs to Allah, the Lord of the worlds. Say, I have been forbidden to worship those whom you invoke besides Allah, since there have come to me manifest proofs from my Lord, and I have been commanded to submit to the Lord of all the worlds. It is He who created you from dust, then from a drop of seminal fluid, then from a clinging mass. Then He brings you forth as infants. Then He nourishes you so that you may come of age. Then that you may become aged, though there are some of you who die earlier, and that you may complete a specified term, and so that you may apply reason. It is He who gives life and brings death. So when He decides on a matter, He just says to it, Be, and it is. Have you not regarded those who dispute the signs of Allah, where they are being led away from Allah's way? Those who deny the book and what we have sent with our apostles, soon they will know. When, with iron collars around their necks and chains, they are dragged into scalding waters and then set aflame in the fire. Then they will be told, Where are those you used to take as partners? Besides Allah, they will say, They have forsaken us. Rather, we did not invoke anything before. That is how Allah leads astray the faithless. That is because you used to exult unduly on the earth, and because you used to walk exultantly. Enter the gates of hell to remain in it forever. Evil is the final abode of the arrogant. So be patient. Allah's promise is indeed true. Whether we show you a part of what we promised them, or take you away before that, in any case, they will be brought back to us. Certainly we have sent apostles before you. Of them are those we have recounted to you, and of them are those we have not recounted to you. An apostle may not bring any sign except by Allah's permission. Hence, when Allah's edict comes, judgment is made with justice, and it is thence that the falsifiers become losers. It is Allah who created the cattle for you that you may ride some of them, and some of them you eat. And there are numerous uses in them for you, and that over them you may satisfy any need that is in your breasts, and you are carried on them and on ships. He shows you His signs. So which of the signs of Allah do you deny? Have they not traveled over the land, so that they may observe how was the fate of those who were before them? They were more numerous than them, and were greater than them in power, and with respect to the effects they left in the land. But what they used to earn did not avail them. When their apostles brought them manifest proofs, they exulted in the knowledge they possessed, and they were besieged by what they used to deride. Then, when they cited our punishment, they said, We believe in Allah alone, and disavow what we used to take as His partners. But their faith was of no benefit to them when they cited our punishment, Allah's precedent, which has passed among His servants, and it is thence that the faithless will be losers.